All right, let's knock these out before we forget. These players did not participate today. Quandro ankle, P. Lewis knee, Craig Salas groin, and Corey White shoulder. All right, these following players were limited today. Meeks with a foot, Cordy Glenn ankle, Charles Clay knee, Stephon Gilmore ankle, and Felton back. All right. Now, I think today, you know, it's obviously all of our thoughts and our attention are you know, getting ready to play the Rams. But I think I'd be remiss in saying that, you know, for the going on in the country, a lot of things going on in Florida, obviously, with the weather and just, you know, our thoughts and our prayers are with the people in Florida as well. But with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Coach, does Corey White have a concussion protocol, so it's strictly a shoulder injury?
Yes. Yep.
Any concerns about Stephon?
No. You know, I think he's going to be fine. Well, obviously, a lot more concerns with Corey White's availability than Stephon's.
What about Cordy Glenn? Do you feel like he's that? How do you feel like he played on Sunday, and how ready do you feel he is to play at that level or a better level maybe this week?
Well, that's what you're hoping. I mean, I thought he played well, and you know, the conditioning was part of it. I think was it 86 snaps or something, so he wasn't able to play every snap. But, you know, yeah, I think the conditioning's going to improve and all that, but I feel that he'll be ready to go.
Hearing reports on Carlos Blake. There was everything from him working out to working out. Can you shed any light on this team's interest from Carlos?
Well, I think we'll have interest in, you know, our guys do a great job, and we track every player. And if we think Carlos can help us, then he'll be here.
What did you make of the anonymous players who questioned some of your political views to Bleacher Report yesterday?
You know what? I never commented on the Bleacher Report, and I'm not going to comment on that stuff now. I'm no expert, clearly, on you know, political things or whatever. But what we've always mentioned is we respect everybody's, you know, has a right to their opinion, and we respect everybody's views, even though they may be very different than mine or each other's and all that. That's just the way it is. But going forward on that, I don't really have any comments.
Are you worried that it could become a divisive thing in your locker room?
I'm not worried about that at all. Not at all.
Does it bug you at all that there were players that go there anonymously and talk to Bleacher Report? And have you had conversations with players like that about that?
Well, I know the one report that, you know, let's just say, you know, sometimes your information's no better than your source. I don't, but I have no problem at all if somebody disagrees with me on my politics or this, that, or whatever. That's fine, and I don't hold it against anybody or begrudge anybody on their opinions over anything as well. So it's, you know, I think that's a non-deal. I do think it's interesting that it's coming out about our team as if there's a issue with our football team, but there's no issue with our team. Our team is loaded. We're focused on going out there and playing against the Rams, and that's it.
Carlos Williams' fiance said he had a meeting with the Bills and you guys canceled it. Is that accurate?
I never had a meeting with Carlos, I can tell you that. So I have no idea, you know, if she had a meeting or whatever. I'm certainly not going to say one way or the other.
Was the team scheduled to work them out to your knowledge?
I'm just trying to get ready for the Rams, so that's where my focus is.
Do you feel like the offense is missing any player that can give kind of that compliment to LeSean like Carlos brought last year?
Well, I think we have some guys, some backs that are playing well right now. I think Mike Gillisley is one of the more underrated players in the league. And I think, you know, we have Reggie Bush, even though he hasn't been, you know, wasn't active last week. Feel good about him. and Jonathan Williams. So I feel good about our backs.